Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
It's that time again, my friends. Time for another quick tip episode here on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. This is where I share a quick tip with you each week that's related to Facebook ads or online marketing or just general growing your business tips. And today's quick tip is all about how to increase your email open rate. Let's jump into it.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Moore ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the Art of Paid Traffic. Here's Rick.
All right, all right, all right. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast here. This is another quick tip episode here on the show, and I'm getting a lot of feedback about these quick tip episodes. A lot of you guys love these episodes, which I love doing them, and so glad to hear your feedback, and thank you so much for all your feedback. A lot of DMs on Instagram just give me a heads up that you guys like these types of episodes. A lot more coming your way. I'm your host, Rick Mulready, and as always, my goal for the podcast here is to help you grow and scale your business through smart online marketing strategies so that you can have a bigger impact, you can help more people, and thus have a better life, right? So let's talk email marketing a little bit. Do you know the open rate of your emails? Do you know what the average email open rate here in 2018 is? Well, it's somewhere in the 15 to 30%-ish range, 30% being pretty high. Of course, there's outliers to this. Like, I know some people who are getting like 40 to 50% email open rates. And what I'm talking about here is if we send an email out to our entire list, that email open rate, the average, somewhere between 15 and 30%. So that means that somewhere in the ballpark of 70 to 85% of the people on your email list aren't even seeing your emails. They're not opening up the emails. And then of those people who are actually opening up your emails, only about 1 to 4% of those people are clicking on the any kind of links you have. So there's like 1 to 4% click-through rate on the emails that you send out. So this is really big, right? Email marketing is not dead. I know there's a lot of talk about that. Oh, email, no one reads emails anymore. Well, are the email open rates lower than they used to be, you know, even a few several years ago? Yeah, of course they are. But email marketing is still very much not dead. And I know that we talk about, you know, Facebook ads and Instagram ads and all kinds of advertising here on the show. Email marketing is not dead, my friends. This is something that you should absolutely be doing, building your list on a daily basis, if you can, okay? And so today, I want to share a tip with you that can help increase your email open rate. And that is, you've got to keep your email list clean. You've got to get rid of the people who are not opening your emails. I remember when I first started my business like 5 years ago, when somebody unsubscribed to my list, this is back when I used to get notifications of when people unsubscribed, it was like a dagger in the chest. I was like, oh no, like I took it personally. It would like ruin my day, you know, if I got like five unsubscribes or something like that. Today, I am like rejoicing. Like, please get off my email list. If somebody does not want to, you know, get emails from me and receive value from me, and yes, when I have an offer, if they don't want that, that's fine. You know, just please get off my list, you know? And so you got to keep your list clean. Not only is this going to increase your open rates by keeping only the people who are engaging with your emails on your list, but it can also increase your deliverability with your email service provider. And not to mention, it can cost you less with your email service provider too, because you don't have as many people on your list. And I know it can be hard to see your email list size drop dramatically, but you've got to have the mindset of quality over quantity. You know, I've talked about, I think this was the fall of 2017. So over a year ago, I did a list cleanse on my list, and the list was, I forget how many people it was. That's a lot of people, like 30,000 people or 35,000 people or something. And after the list cleanse, it was 50% of that. It was like 18,000 people. And man, that was like a huge blow to my ego, but I hadn't cleaned it. I hadn't done what I'm talking about right here in this episode. And, you know, my email open rates were down, and I was getting charged. I use Infusionsoft in mine, so my monthly bill was higher, all this other stuff. So how do you keep your list clean, and how often should you do it? Well, don't do what I did last year and not do it for a couple of years. Today, we clean our list every 90 days in our business. Every quarter, we run this re-engagement campaign like I'm going to share with you here in just a second. On our email list, we use Infusionsoft. So we'll do a search on anybody who hasn't opened up an email in the last 90 days. And you can do this whatever, regardless of what kind of email CRM that you're using, whether it's ActiveCampaign or ConvertKit or MailChimp or whatever. Okay. And so you run a search on anybody who has not opened up one of your emails in the last 90 days. We then segment those people. And then we put those people, that segment of people who hasn't opened up an email in the last 90 days, into a re-engagement campaign. So essentially what this is we send them a series of emails over about 2 weeks or so. And these are value emails. We're giving them content. This is helpful content. And a big part of it, though, is we're asking them to segment themselves, meaning we have links in these emails asking them, hey, you know, what type of business best describes your business? And I'll have a couple of links in there. And so the idea there is to, so we can get them to segment themselves so that we can then follow up with them with more specific value to them based on the segment that they have chosen there. Okay. And again, this is an email series over about 2 weeks. If after those 2 weeks, they haven't opened any emails, we tag them again as such. And as long as they're not tied to any other payments or products within the CRM, what we'll do then is we will take that list of all those people who didn't open up any of those emails, and we'll upload that list into Facebook, and we'll run a retargeting retargeting campaign. So we'll upload that list as a custom audience, and then we'll run a retargeting campaign to those people. We'll have a helpful lead magnet with a, you know, we'll have an ad there with a call to action, download whatever it is that we're trying to offer them. And the idea there is to re-engage them. So have them download whatever it is that we're offering to get them re-engaged on the email list. And we'll run this for about a week or so. If they still haven't re-engaged after that, that's when we boot them from the list. So again, we're making sure that these people are not tied to any products or payments in our email system. If they're not, we get them off the list. And, you know, the goal of these emails, as I mentioned, is to get them to re-engage. But also our big goal here is to segment people, because we want to have customized conversations with people as much as possible. Okay, so we put links in those emails asking what type of business they have. And then when they click on the link, it tags them accordingly, which we can do in Infusionsoft. I'm pretty sure you can do that in ConvertKit, ActiveCampaign, and then MailChimp is, I don't know if you can do it with the links or not on the MailChimp, but MailChimp is coming along too. But the whole idea there is to get them to re-engage. And then also we want to segment people as quickly as possible so that we can customize our email communication to them, or we can add value to them based on what type of specific business and the challenge that they're having in their business. Okay. And so we'll repeat this whole process every 90 days or so. The idea here is to keep that quality of the email list as high as possible. I don't care about numbers anymore. I mean, yes, I want a big email list, but I want it to be a quality list, you know, because if I have 100,000 people on the email list, let's just say, and, you know, 60,000 of those people aren't even engaging, I don't care about those, you know, like I want quality over quantity. And I want to really try to shift your mindset in that way as well as you think about your email list. So quality over quantity. Set up a re-engagement campaign on a consistent basis. Maybe it's once every quarter. I know people who do it every 30 days. So however frequent that you do it, just make sure that it is part of your business and this is a regular reoccurring thing. So I've created a PDF for you of the emails that we send over the two-week re-engagement campaign. So if you'd like to get some inspiration for your own re-engagement campaign, you can go download this PDF of the emails that we use. Okay, so go to rickmulready.com/email-engage. rickmulready.com/email-engage. That's one word there. And you can download the emails right there. All right, now I hope that tip was helpful for you. Before we go, if you're an online expert, so you're a coach or consultant, maybe you've got an online course or membership program, or you're a Facebook ads manager where you're growing a business managing Facebook ads for other people, and you're looking to blow past six figures in your business while producing awesome results for your clients, then I want to invite you to check out my Accelerator group coaching program. So maybe you have a few clients, but you lack consistency in getting more clients and customers. Maybe you have an offer that sells, but you don't know how to scale up to sell more. Maybe you're making money in your business, but you don't have the lifestyle that you desire to go along with it. Maybe most of your business is done manually and requires your involvement every step of the way. Maybe you know that you can be making more money, but you don't know how to other than working more hours. Maybe you're doing a lot of marketing activities, quote unquote, but you don't have a process to get clients and customers to your business. Maybe you feel like you're all alone trying to figure it all out by yourself. I certainly know what that feeling is like. So if one of these resonates with you, maybe all these resonates with you, I created the Accelerator group coaching program for you. And the new Accelerator class is now forming. And this is a 6-month program that runs from January 2019 to June 2019. So if you'd like to learn more and talk to me about how you can be accelerating your business in 2019, DM me over on Instagram so that we can chat about it. I'm at Rick Mulready on Instagram. So shoot me a DM there and we will chat about it. As always, thank you so much for tuning into the show today. I really appreciate it. I'll see you right back here for the next episode here on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast.
Don't worry. There's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.